You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin State Assembly held a public hearing on a proposal that would exempt gun safes and other firearm safety devices from sales and use tax. The Republican-authored legislation has bipartisan support, including from Governor Tony Evers, who highlighted the idea behind the bill in his State of the State address earlier this year. The goal of the legislation is to make it easier and more affordable for Wisconsin residents to purchase safety measures for their firearms in an effort to cut down accidental gun deaths and suicides. What makes this year's NFL draft different from every other year? Lambeau Field. Lisa Hale reports.
Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers, said Green Bay traditions and history made Lambeau Field and the greater Green Bay area a great spot for the NFL Draft 2025.
I think just what Lambeau Field means to football fans, it's often spoken of as the Mecca, it's on a bucket list, those types of things. Very true. I think the NFL really liked the idea of incorporating Lambeau into this because they can lean into the history, the tradition. We often hear, if we're not someone's favorite team, we're their second favorite team.
To lean into those Lambeau-specific traditions, there will be a bike parade through the entire campus on the Saturday of the draft. Download the OnePass for schedules, tickets, and all the information you need to know about the NFL Draft 2025 activities in the Lambeau Field and Titletown area.
If you'd like to try a low-impact workout that gets you moving, the Lester Library of Rome has just the thing on Saturdays in April and May. You can learn belly dance fitness from 10 to 11 a.m. for free. This is open to all ages, mobility, or ability level. The program runs on Saturdays from 10 to 11 a.m. through May 10th. Town halls have been a point of contention. When Republicans have held them over the last few months, they're often met with boos and protesters. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District claims these aren't his constituents. He says they're paid agitators. The leader of congressional campaigns at the Republican Party has told GOP legislators to stop hosting them in the first place. There's even a Wisconsin nonprofit stepping in to give people a platform to demand town halls from their lawmakers. Democrat Mark Pocan held a town hall in Monroe Wednesday night. He says it's the largest crowd he's ever had. Hundreds of people were there. They were asking about the decisions of the Trump administration and demanding Democrats do more. Pocan said being in your district in person is a basic part of the job.
Not even the 101 of your job, like the basic level of your job is going to Washington and representing the values of your constituents and then explaining Washington back home. Those are the two things that every member should have to do. And if you don't have town halls, you're kind of missing out on that big part of getting the input from your constituents, because I know a lot of people do telephone town halls. I did a few during COVID, but they're kind of BS.
Pocan says he's also been asked to speak at town halls in other states, but he's focusing on his district first.
This Saturday, you can learn to hunt for wild edibles at the Sandhill Wildlife Area. If you're wanting to get prepped for a summer of foraging, you can learn from expert botanist Jessica Prindeville on April 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's a short classroom discussion to learn the basics, followed by a guided hike. You'll need to register, and there is a $5 registration fee. Find out more by visiting dnr.wisconsin.gov and search for Sandhill Wildlife Area. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Is it Dame time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Josh, see what the deal is, but You know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm gonna let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, there's lots of new material hitting the big screen. Ryan Coogler's Sinners, starring Michael B. Jordan, who plays twin brothers, is pulling a near 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The horror thriller follows the twin brothers as they move back to their hometown and start over, but find that evil awaits. Opening in limited release is David Cronenberg's The Shrouds, a horror drama where a widower businessman creates a device that can contact the dead. If you're in the mood for an offbeat rom-com that is LGBTQ+ friendly, check out The Wedding Banquet. It is pulling a certified fresh rating of 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, there is Sneaks, a comedy family adventure about a misplaced designer sneaker who is taken out of the confines of his luxurious shoebox and is thrust into the world of less desirable shoes, hoping to find his soulmate. No reviews on this one yet. I mean, it's a movie about a shoe. Let's lace them up and go to the movies. After going into space, thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gail King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. Nate Bargatze's star continues to rise. The comedian is selling out theaters and has multiple TV and film projects in the pipeline. As it turns out, he wasn't busy enough, so he will host the 77th Emmy Awards broadcast. Bargatze calls the gig a huge honor to host such an iconic awards show and added that he is beyond excited to work with CBS to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world. Huh. You might not have heard Amanda Bynes' name in a while, but the former child star is excited to announce that she is now on OnlyFans. That's right, the What a Girl Wants star says fans can interact with her for just $50 a month. But hold on, perverts, there is a catch. Bynes says she will not offer any racy content. I know what you're thinking. I already pay OnlyFans thousands of dollars a month to watch attractive women bake cookies and read scripture. Good luck, Amanda. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, isolated thunder showers possible today. Temperatures will hover in the mid to upper 50s today with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy, 55. Easter Sunday's looking good, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.